even begin to describe all of the awesomeness contained within. It's the water park capital of the nation. It'll flat out rock you like a sandstone formation.
We are going to the Dells this hour, and we'll talk about the different things to do in the Wisconsin Dells area and welcome your favorite sights and attractions. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, August 23rd. With Labor Day almost here and the start of the school year, if you haven't made it to the Dells, you better get a move on. At least if you want to splash around in one of the outdoor water parks anyway. But there is much more to the Dells than water parks. Not that there's anything wrong with them, as we will find out this hour, including state parks, spas, wineries, restaurants, and plenty for the adults to do. We welcome your favorite thing to do in the Dells. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Romy Snyder, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Dells Visitor and Convention Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know where Bill Martins, my producer, found that song, but apparently...
I was wondering. I thought, we didn't do anything like that, did we?
It's a rap song for the Wisconsin Dells.
I think that's a first.
I'm trying to think. It's more than a few years old, but he found it. Anyway... The song, though, talks about the many different things going on. You can splash around in a water park, or you can check out a sandstone formation. There's a lot of man-made wonders and natural wonders in the Dells.
There definitely are, and you know, we talk about the Wisconsin Dells area having so many personalities in a good way. And, you know, it was the sandstone formations along the upper and lower Dells of the Wisconsin River that first brought visitors here over 150 years ago. And, of course, more recently, maybe 50 years ago, that's when visitors started coming from Chicago. And they really came because H.H. Bennett had taken the photographs along the river and was having them published. And people wanted to see those firsthand. And, of course, back then, the boats were in canoes, so we do it a little differently today, but that's really what started people coming here, and of course, the rest is history.
Oh, right. Well, it truly is. I remember at least hearing that the Wisconsin Dells, that was the most popular tourist destination, I believe, in the entire Midwest, if not more than that. Is that still the case?
Well, you know, there's no gate, so to speak, so it's hard to count
right.
How many visitors come here. We do know that we have more than, you know, 4 million visitors that come here on an annual basis. You know, we know that the spending is nearly $1 billion annually. So, you know, I think we do a great job. We know that we have so many visitors who come year after year and have really made this an annual vacation. And even generationally, we get so many stories from adults who talk about when they were here 20, 30 years ago and how they look forward to bringing their children and doing some of the same activities that they did when they were young.
Yeah, I remember the very first time going to the Dells. I was actually a teenager, but wasn't a young child. And I remember being awestruck in a way because I hadn't seen anything like that before. It was really quite amazing in terms of the, you know, all the different attractions, especially on the main drive.
No question about it. I mean, variety is one thing that our business owners work very hard at to make sure that there really is something for every interest, every age group, and of course, they're not shy about innovating new rides and slides. I mean, we've had so many firsts here, not only in the area but even in the nation, with Noah's Ark and the first looping water slide, Mount Olympus having the first looping roller coaster. You know, we feel very fortunate to have entrepreneurs who are risk takers and just creative geniuses when it comes to entertainment.
So how many water parks do you have in the water park capital of the world?
Well, there is really no definition of a water park, but we think we have the most. We know we have over 200 water slides. We have the largest outdoor water park at Noah's Ark in America. We have so many water park resorts that have indoor, outdoor, multiple locations. The Wilderness has three different resort areas where their guests can go to any of them by staying at one of them. Kalahari has a large indoor-outdoor. Mount Olympus has, of course, the theme park as well, plus the outdoor water and indoor water. Chula Vista has been here for many years. And then we have a number of resorts and motel hotels that have more moderate to even small water amenities, so really gearing toward different age groups. You know, we hear from parents all the time that if they have toddlers, children who maybe have just begun walking, some of the larger water parks can be a little bit overwhelming, and they like to be able to have something maybe at a smaller pace or where they can, you know, sit at the edge of the water with them, those zero-depth pools, gradual entry. And so really a variety, again, variety being the key here, to accommodate all different interests.
I don't have kids, but I have, over the years, brought my nieces and nephews and friends who have children to many of those parks. I've contributed to that $1 billion a year.
Thank you very much.
the Wilderness and Noah's Ark and Mount Olympus, and I've even been on some of those roller coasters. And those places can be a lot of fun for adults, too. I mean, it's not just for the little kids.
Oh, certainly, as you found out, and many adults do. A couple of years ago, we, of course, do research to look at, you know, the makeup of our guest. And one of the things we found out quite accidentally, because certainly we're by and large a family destination, was that one out of every four guests to the Wisconsin Dells area is an adult coming here without children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 25%. And so we started looking more specifically into that group, and we found that one of the things they really like to do is to go to the water parks.
Really?
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, certainly we have things that most people would, of course, expect are more adult-focused, such as spas and golf and gaming and fine dining and clubbing, but they love the water parks just as much. And, of course, nowadays some of the outdoor water parks have cabanas with televisions and food service, so it can be quite a luxurious experience as well.
One of the things that I did not get to Wisconsin Dells this summer yet, I'll have to change that, but I did get, I take that back, I got to Lake Delton and ate at one of my favorite restaurants right as you drive into Lake Delton, but I didn't do the water park experience this summer. But another, I mean, do you consider Devil's Lake State Park a part of the Wisconsin Dells area?
Well, it's only maybe 10-15 minutes away. And Devil's Lake State Park is probably the most visited state park in the Wisconsin State Park System. Certainly known for the hiking, but so many activities, the biking, the canoeing, the water activities. Absolutely, we talk about Devil's Lake State Park as being a perfect complement to your stay in Wisconsin Dells. We also have Mirror Lake State Park,
mm-hmm.
which we love because for it's actually just on the outskirts of Wisconsin Dells, so not even a 5-minute drive, and it's a no-wake lake. So what that means for individuals who like to either canoe, kayak, and the thing that's really gaining popularity is stand-up paddle boarding. And because it's no wake, it's a perfect venue to be able to go out there, especially if you're just learning. And I did stand-up paddleboarding for the first time last year.
Yeah.
And I found out that everyone makes it look easy.
You know, it is. It is that I tried it too, and that's it's challenging. It truly is challenging, but it's quite beautiful once you get going.
It is. It's again very. It's a very serene experience. Once you kind of get your bearings and your balance, and so again, Mirror Lake is another fantastic option. Again, part of that diversity of. We cater to individuals who like to do things in the outdoors and get some exercise in the summer. And actually, Mirror Lake and Devil's or Mirror Lake, I know, has hiking year round. So there's winter hiking, and then, of course, in winter they have the candlelit snowshoeing. Yeah. Snowshoeing and cross-country skiing.
Beautiful.
So, absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's one of the things about the Wisconsin Dells area. I mean, for many, many years, people just thought about it as a summer destination. And, of course, the indoor water parks really changed that.
I was going to talk about that you don't, when I mentioned to get a move on if you want to enjoy the outdoor water parks, when do the outdoor water parks close?
The outdoor water parks traditionally close on Labor Day. Mm-hmm. So it would be the Monday, September 2nd, I believe, this year. And then that's it. They're pretty consistent about that. Although I must say we looked at next week's forecast.
It's going to be in the 90s.
It's going to be in the 90s. So... you're not kidding that. Mm-hmm. If you haven't gotten to a water park, and I know some schools have started, but, of course, most of Wisconsin's public schools will start the day after Labor Day. You know, perfect opportunity to get away for the day, or if you can make it an overnight and get some more activities in. You know, there's nothing like a water park when it's 90 degrees out.
We are talking about things to do in Wisconsin Dells still this summer, and we'll talk about other things, other sites and attractions you can enjoy all year round. And we are welcoming your questions for our guest. We're welcoming your own recommendations. What's your favorite thing to do in the Dells? Where do you like to eat or hike or... Do you have any fond childhood memories of visiting Wisconsin Dells? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapaka, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, Bay, Manners, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is a Wisconsin Dells edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 22 minutes past 6 o'clock now on this Friday, August 23rd. We are talking about what to do in Wisconsin Dells and the surrounding area with our guest, Romy Snyder, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Dells Visitor and Convention Bureau. Let us know what you would recommend, not just for me, but for anyone listening. Share with us your favorite things to do in the Wisconsin Dells area. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Well, let's take a call from Austin in Boscobel. Hi, Austin.
Hi.
Hi, what do you like to do in Wisconsin Dells?
I actually have, there's a little kind of a street vendor right on, I believe it's Wisconsin Avenue, right off the main drag in Wisconsin Dells, and he's got a caboose set up at his place called the Rail Dog, and he serves like Chicago-style Italian beef and hot dogs, some of the best French fries around, and kind of his signature is what he calls the Polish taco, is a Polish sausage in a tortilla and all the fixings kind of Chicago style.
So, Austin, are you from Chicago originally?
I'm not. I'm from Southwest Wisconsin here in Boscobel, but I used to lay brick in the Madison area with this gentleman that owns the place.
Ah, well, I guess having Chicago style hot dogs would be a good thing in the Dells still, Romy?
Absolutely. I actually grew up in Chicago myself, so. We have many visitors from the Chicago area, and I know exactly the place that Austin speaks of. It's actually one of our local favorites. They do a great job. Sometimes it's those little off the beaten path places that really do create memories for people because they're so good.
Well, give us an idea of some of the other types of restaurants you can find in Wisconsin Dells since we're on the topic of food.
Oh, well, of course. Eating, I think, is synonymous with being on vacation. It's kind of the time when those of us who try to watch what we're eating throw that out the window. So, again, variety is the key. We have a number of businesses who've been in the fine dining business for years. We talk about the Del Bar. which has been on the Parkway, the Wimmer family. And, of course, they're famous for their steaks and their pan-fried walleye. We also have Fields at the Wilderness, which is right at the Wilderness Resort. And, of course, the Fields family has been in the Wisconsin Dells area for many years, providing just an excellent dining experience. And, of course, we have family restaurants. We have buffets. We have drive-throughs, deliveries, many pizza options. So, really, it's whatever you need, we've got it.
Well, and I'll put in a plug. There is a vegetarian restaurant that I've frequented in the Wisconsin Dells area called the Cheese Factory, which is really a unique place to go as well. Well, I'll also talk about I don't always bring children with me when I go to the Dells. I bring girlfriends with me. Girlfriends weekends in the Wisconsin Dells area seem to be gaining in popularity, like to go to a spa, or in our case, what we went to the Crystal Grand Ballroom and we saw the Beach Boys.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, the Crystal Grand does a really nice job of bringing entertainment to the area that, you know, whether it's from years ago or more recent entertainment, but girlfriend getaways, guy only getaways. Mm-hmm. I mean, they definitely are. I mean, we get letters all the time from college roommates who, you know, 20 years ago went to college, whether it was in state, and they get together because, of course, many of them have moved away, all live in different locations now, and you know, because of our location, you know, kind of central Wisconsin, right off the interstate, if people have moved to either the Minneapolis area, the Chicago area, or anywhere within the state, it tends to be a really nice central location for everyone to get together. And so they will rent homes, they will rent large condos or cabins and really make a weekend or a 2 or 3 day getaway of it. And so, yes, spas are always on the list of a girlfriend's getaway. And that's what getaways are all about, for women either with families or children who just need to kind of decompress a little bit, relax, not think about their day-to-day duties, and, of course, just pamper themselves a little bit. So we have a number of spas that they can visit. And, of course, shopping is usually on that list as well. And we have some great boutique stores that have recently opened right downtown in Wisconsin Dells on Broadway. So you can stroll up and down and just get such a variety of finds, whether it's clothing or items for your home or jewelry. Just really a nice experience. And then, of course, the dining that we just talked about. To get away, have a relaxing meal with friends is mm-hmm. always a good thing to do.
And we also, on another occasion, drove up from Madison and stopped at the Wollersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac, and then went on to the Dells. Is that the only winery in the area, or are there others?
No, actually, and we've worked with Wollersheim for years, and they do such a lovely job, not only of we doing the tours, but also, of course, their very famous Prairie Fumé. In fact, last year in 2012, they were named the Winery of the Year by the San Diego Wine, I think it was a conference convention, mm-hmm. In the United States. So just a fantastic honor for them. But we've had a winery just open again in the last couple of years called Fawn Creek Winery. Mm-hmm. And it's maybe a 10-minute drive north of Wisconsin Dells, and again, only open a couple of years. No formal tours on the grounds, but certainly you can walk the vineyards, do tastings. They have some wines that they've named very specific to the Wisconsin Dells area. They have a Kilbourne Red, and Kilbourne was the name of Wisconsin Dells prior to changing it many, many years ago. So, yeah, we have two wineries now, and, of course, that's always a fun thing to do as well.
The name of Wisconsin Dells was Kilbourne to begin with?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Who was that after?
There was a gentleman by the name of Kilbourne, so now you're going to make me think about the history.
That's okay. No, that's okay.
We have a number of history articles on our website if anyone's really interested, or they could email us. We'd be happy to provide that. But so, yeah, it was the community near the where the railroad tracks are was called Kilburn, and it was renamed Wisconsin Dells.
James on Facebook says that he took a trip to Wisconsin Dells in May. I stayed away from the water parks, he writes. I just enjoyed the rock formations at, I'm not sure where, maybe that's Devil's Lake. He says, very nice. I also got to see a movie at the nearby drive-in. We have just a minute before our newscast. There's a drive-in theater?
We do. We have an outdoor, well, obviously, drive-in theater. And it's a classic. They actually have two screens now, and I grew up in this area. I remember going there, and boy, it's a lot different now. Technology has changed it, but it still has that great outdoor classic feel. You go in and get a big box of popcorn, go back to your car, and it's just a great experience. One of those things that you can share with children today who, of course, who grew up in an era where technology surrounds them, but it's kind of a nice throwback for them.
Sounds fun. We will continue talking about things to do in the Wisconsin Dells area after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.
We're going to the Dells, Wisconsin Dells, St. Paul to Chicago, everybody else, from the upper to the lower to the downtown strip. Each and every year it's our favorite trip.
We are going to take a brief side trip from our Wisconsin Dells discussion this hour for this week's edition of Wisconsin Life. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up now on 6:37 on this Friday, August the 23rd. If you leave Kewaunee in a hurry, it's easy to miss the world's largest grandfather clock sitting on a hill north of town. The company that built the clock moved 3 years ago, leaving it behind. Producer Joe Hardkey takes us to meet the man who's trying to save time.
My name is Jason Jelnick, and I'm just someone that really enjoys timepieces. I just like the look of gauges. Any kind of a movement that shows you speed or how hot something is, to me, is interesting. Svoboda Industries was a manufacturer of fine furniture. They had been in business, I believe, since the 1800s. So it was a bicentennial. 1976, the moons aligned and somebody got it in their head that they wanted to build a giant grandfather clock. I grew up in Kewaunee, and I remember very well seeing the clock across the street from that gas station and always hearing it ring at night and the car ferry coming into town. So to me, it's kind of a childhood memory, and it's a bit historic also.
Chimes were not heard in Kewaunee today, just the roar of heavy machinery. Time had run out for the world's largest grandfather clock. It's moving to make room for a new bridge.
I'll miss it, sure, because every time I drive by there, I look at it.
It went like clockwork, across the Kewaunee River to the new building with barely a scratch.
We're standing on the old, at the top of the hill, clock shop.
So they moved the clock here in the 80s?
Yes. You can climb inside it.
Let's see it.
The mechanical pieces of the clock are in very good shape. Just the outside is the worst part of it. It's running right now. It's keeping time. Lots of mayflies. There's a ladder that goes up, and there's a trap door at the top. Every 60 seconds, you hear this noise, and the hands will move. It's kind of neat.
Wow.
I started asking, who owns the clock? Facebook, to me, seemed like the easiest thing to find out answers. I believe the page was up for 3 or 4 weeks, and there was almost 1,000 people that jumped on. Yes, absolutely, save that clock. The organizing is, it's like trying to plan a wedding.
We will move on to the grandfather clock.
The county had to be willing to donate it to the city, which they were.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
The city had to give us permission to use public land.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion is carried.
there's always going to be something in front of this that's going to be more important that people do not want to see tax dollars spent on it. So my idea was donations. Basically, you have to put your money where your mouth is. We plan to move it to the downtown of Kewaunee. When you put something that big out in the open, it's going to be much more impressive. A very nice area for people to spend time.
You can learn more about the efforts to save the clock and see pictures of the restoration effort at wisconsinlife.org. This episode of Wisconsin Life was produced by Joe Hartke. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 19 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, August 23rd. This is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin life and we talk about Wisconsin culture and travel and all the great things to do or see in the state of Wisconsin. And from time to time, we focus in on a specific region of the state. And that's what we are doing this hour. We are focusing in on the Wisconsin Dells. And we welcome your questions. We welcome your suggestions of things to do in Wisconsin Dells and the surrounding area, from water parks to boat rides to wineries to restaurants to spas. Wisconsin Dells has a little bit of everything. What are some of your favorite memories of Wisconsin Dells? Is there a particular place you like to visit when you go to the Wisconsin Dells? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Romy Snyder, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Dells Visitor and Convention Bureau. Our Facebook commenter, who I shared his Facebook comment just before news, Romy, was actually enjoying the rock formations by where the duck boats are. Talk about the duck boats.
So he's likely talking about the lower dells of the Wisconsin River. And we have a couple of duck companies, and of course those are the World War II famous amphibious vehicles that we have. I think we have the largest fleet anywhere in the United States between the two companies, and they really have become a classic experience in the area. Again, one of those things that parents will now come back and say, you know, I want my children to experience that. So It's really a tour that takes place both on land and water. So they look like large boats, but they've got wheels on them, and they usually take you on a land tour, talk about some of the history of the area, and then gun it and hit the water. Both of them go into also Lake Delton, and so they do a tour on Lake Delton and then on the lower dells of the Wisconsin River. So you get to see really all sides of Wisconsin Dells in a really fun experience.
Yes, I've taken that duck boat ride, and it really is, and it's not a boat. I guess it's land and sea. I guess
correct.
And I've also taken a boat ride, and I believe I was on the lower dells for that boat ride, but I can take an upper dells boat ride too.
Exactly. So it's the dam when you cross the bridge into the downtown Wisconsin Dells area that really separates what we call the upper dells and the lower dells. The Upper Dells has boat tours where you have some scenic landings where you get off and you can actually walk between the rocks. They also have the jet boats, which is one of the more recent additions to the ways you can see the Wisconsin River. And, of course, it's the adrenaline-pumping version of it, doing spin-outs and usually get wet. So we want to make sure people understand that. But, boy, it's an exciting way to see the river as well.
So the Upper Dells is where you see more of those spectacular sandstone formations?
You actually see them on both tours.
Both, okay.
Right, but you get off and can walk through some of the rock formations on the Upper Dells.
All right, let's take a call from Hart in Janesville. Hello, Hart.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I just joined the program, so I might be repeating some of the things that were said earlier. But next to the Dells is Baraboo, and of course Devil's Lake State Park. But I'd like to recommend that people enjoy the downtown of Baraboo, and there's just an absolutely wonderful little restaurant called the Village Inn, which is about four doors down from the Ringling Theater, which is in itself a really wonderful place to visit. So,
thank you very much. I agree that the Village Inn has great food too. Is Baraboo and the Circus World and right. that community is also something people who are playing in the Dells visit as well?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We work very nicely with all of those attractions. And, you know, I think that the ingredient to really successful vacation or getaway is really having a lot of choices. And so, you know, whether it's a side trip to Baraboo to see Circus World or to have lunch or to hike Devil's Lake, you know, we're happy to have all of those resources around of us.
And the International Crane Foundation.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we talk about the biggest and the best and the only. It's where it's the only place where all, I believe it's 15 species of cranes can be seen.
Yep. And it is. It's quite spectacular. We are talking about things to do in Wisconsin Dells. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Romy Snyder, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Dells Visitor and Convention Bureau. With Labor Day almost here, along with the start of the school year, in these final days of summer, we are talking about one of the most popular vacation destinations in the state, if not the Midwest, Wisconsin Dells, home to roller coasters, water parks, state parks, talking about the many adult things you can do too, restaurants and wineries and spas. And we're welcoming your suggestions of things to do in the Wisconsin Dells and your memories of visiting the Wisconsin Dells. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheen, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is a Wisconsin Dells edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Often during this hour, I ask for your suggestions of things to do and places to go and things to see in specific regions, and today it's Wisconsin Dells. Our guest is the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Dells Visitor and Convention Bureau, Romy Snyder. She's giving us lots of different suggestions too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our next caller is Jeff in Janesville. Hello, Jeff.
Yes, good morning. Say, my wife and I come up from Janesville, usually have our whole family. We meet there kind of, they come down from Minneapolis, and then we come up from Janesville and go there. We used to go there every year, now it's about every other year. But a couple of years back, they started this Riverwalk path in the downtown Dells area, which my wife and I really enjoy. It goes right along the river, and it's a very nice path. And we were told then by some people at the Visitors Bureau that that path would be extended all the way out along the river. Now, we were just up here this spring, and that path still only runs for maybe about a block and a half. And I was wondering if Ms. Snyder there knows about, you know, what are the plans are to finish that. I guess there was money set aside or something to run that all the way up and along the river, and it's such a beautiful walkway, but it doesn't go anywhere.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and it is really one of the most beautiful places, because prior to that Riverwalk being built, there was really no other way to see the Wisconsin River with the exception of taking a boat tour, so we're very happy that that was done. That's actually a federal grant program, and my understanding of the most recent plans for it are it will be extended a little bit further, but I don't believe there are any really specific plans to extend it much further in the short term anyway. I will say, however, that we've just begun the process of working on a downtown redevelopment plan, and we're looking at that particular area in particular for some possible expansions and redevelopments. So we definitely value it and recognize that it's one of the treasures of the area. And so hopefully the next time you come up, or I'm not saying we can do anything in a year's time, but we're definitely looking at it, and hopefully we'll make it a real showcase for the area.
Thanks for that question, Jeff. Before you go, though, what's your favorite thing to do in the Dells besides the Riverwalk?
Well, we usually stay away from the downtown area. It's become very commercialized, and it's not the way it used to be when we came up there when the kids were little. So we like to do the boats, and we like to do, you know, more of the scenery and some of the natural areas of the Dells that the Dells is more kind of got its name from. So that's the kind of stuff that, and we usually hit the lakes and stuff like that up there. And when we come up, a lot of times we'll do the camping because a lot of the motels are a little bit pricey for a big family. So,
well, interesting. You can have that choice of camping too, Romy.
Mm-hmm. We do. In the campgrounds, we have over 20 of them. And again, everything from tent camping. Some of them have put camping cabins now. And, of course, there are RV parks as well. So you can bring your motor home and park it right there and get that outdoor experience and then go either do a water park for the day or just enjoy the camping experience. It's a beautiful natural surroundings in which to do it.
It's been about 5 years now since that that breach of Lake Delton.
It's been exactly 5 years.
Wow, yeah. So that was just so dramatic, so shocking to see the entire Lake Delton drained. How fully have the Dells recovered now?
Oh, absolutely. And we were obviously devastated by that. I remember standing there on the shores of Lake Delton that day, and all of us just not believing what we were seeing, of course. And, you know, we really must say that the partnership that we developed with the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Transportation, Governor Doyle at the time, really reached out to us and promised us that he would make both those departments available to this community, understanding its economic value to the state of Wisconsin, to get Lake Delton back to where it was. And we're thrilled to say that within 1 year's time, which I'm told that is just an amazingly short period of time comparatively to what it would normally take, we had Lake Delton filled and really better than ever, because we took the opportunity of when the lake was drained to clean it up, and really we had restocking programs, fishery restocking programs, and you know, 1 year later it was back to business as usual.
A caller who couldn't stay wanted to recommend a rock formation hiking area in the Dells called Witch's Gulch.
Right.
Do you know about that?
Absolutely, and that's one of the tours on the Upper Dells boat tour. So it's one of the stops where you can actually get off and, you know, go between the rock formations. Really, really beautiful, and it's really interesting because especially with the forecast coming up, so it can be 90 degrees just outside on the boat, on the water, and when you go into these areas between the rocks, it can drop 20 degrees. So it's kind of like nature's air conditioning.
Well, my husband doesn't know it yet, but we're going to go on that. let's go to Jack in La Crosse. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, Joy. You know, I teach photography in La Crosse. Also, I'm a guest periodically on Larry's show talking about digital photography.
Wonderful.
I got to tell you that for photographers, there is so much stuff there. In addition to the natural beauty, there's the H.H. Bennett Museum. He was a pioneering photographer who took all kinds of shots of the Dells. But also, if you want to do something that is kind of akin to urban photography, even after the peak season, if you go down to the amusement area, there are photographic opportunities for, you know, the ducks with mannequins of World War II soldiers on them. There's the gigantic Trojan horse. There's the White House with the front portico torn off as a science project gone wrong. There is more stuff to photograph of just visual interest of every kind you can think of. So you really should bring your camera. And also, for those of you who just want to see something really cool, if you go to Discovery World, which used to be Robot World, there's a whole science museum kind of thing for the kids to play in. But also, they bought the duplicate of the Russian Mir space station from the Russians, and they have it there on display. This is, you know, back in 2001, it finally burned up in the atmosphere. So they bought the one they used on the ground for testing purposes, and you can actually go inside it. And so for people who have never going to set foot in a space station, and also for photographers, to go inside the space station and take pictures. It's something you're never going to see anyplace
else.
Wow, really
fantastic, Jack. Thank you so much for sharing that. And you can tell you have a photographer's eye. You really painted a vivid picture of that, Romy.
For sure. I mean, obviously it makes advertising easy, the fact that we can, in photography, really convey what Wisconsin Dells is all about. He's talking about the Tommy Bartlett Exploratory, and it's one of those attractions that really has gained so much popularity, because sometimes when parents bring their kids on vacation, they like them to get a little education, not just all fun. But they've found a way to make education fun. And so teaching you about science and optical illusions and electricity in just a really fun way. And, of course, he's correct. They've got the Russian space station Mir that you can actually go into. So all really excellent suggestions about how to put a little twist on your vacation and create some memories with photography.
So summer's almost gone, but we can still visit the Dells in the fall and winter, huh?
Absolutely. You know, the water parks, as we said, do close on Labor Day. But, of course, Wisconsin is just so known for its scenic beauty in the fall. And because of all of the natural landscape that we have, the boat tours are spectacular in the fall season. And the hiking, biking, the canoeing, I mean, all of the things we talked about to do outdoors mm-hmm. even become that much more beautiful once the leaves start changing color. And we see, you know, a number of families who will come who have children not school age, because they, of course, don't have to worry about the school calendar and can come anytime. And, of course, we see a lot of adults as well. So it's a great time to visit.
Well, we'll see you soon. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Romy Snyder is the executive director of the Wisconsin Dells Visitor and Convention Bureau, telling us about the many things to do in Wisconsin Dells. Thanks to Christy Taylor, Bill Martins, and to Robin Cherry for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening and for all your suggestions. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.